both the book of Deuteronomy and the Gospel of Matthew tell us that to know God's ways, God's commandments, and how we are to live is obvious to us. We know what we are to be doing. Book of Deuteronomy says, yes, God's plan is very near to you, already in your mouths and in your hearts. You have only to carry it out. And the scholar of the law that was approaching Jesus for a discussion, do the law of love of God and love of neighbor, and he could quote it, but he wanted to know how to carry that law of love and law of neighbor out in a practical way. And we can quote, and we know, the law of God above all things with all our heart, mind, and soul, to love our neighbor as ourselves. We learned that many years ago, and we can quote it. But carrying it out is the dilemma that we face every day. How do we love our neighbor as ourselves and love God above all things? And it does matter how we treat each person in the moment that we meet them, not tomorrow, not yesterday, but at the moment that we are face to face with them. In this particular situation, with this very person, and it is a struggle, no doubt about it. And it'll always be a struggle, because there's lots to do as we deal with all the situations that we face. First of all, we have to answer that question, is it my responsibility to even care for another person? We have to make that decision. Do I make a difference? Or why can't someone else do it? Why do I have to be the one? And to be responsible for another person is quite often inconvenient. I have to drop things, my own plan. This isn't the time, this isn't the place. Sometimes we're not in the mood. I'm too tired. I already put in a long day. Why do I need to do something extra? And that other person isn't going to even appreciate my effort. Maybe not. There's that excuse, well, I have to take care of myself. Well, we do. There has to be a balance in our lives. But we don't need to take care of ourselves every single minute. Doesn't take that long to be relatively comfortable and to make sure that we're taken care of. The first step in loving our neighbor is wanting to do our best. We are not perfect, but we have to have that desire to look out for the other person. Not always natural. Second step is to ask for God's help, not only to know and to be able to see Christ in the other person, but to ask for God's guidance on how to help that person. What do they need? And that is a daily process. We get up in the morning asking the Lord, guide me in my relations with other people today. At the end of the day, we say, thank you, Lord, for helping me. And if I have failed in any way, Lord, forgive me. Help me to start another day tomorrow. We want to treat people with compassion. We want to treat people with mercy.